Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
Listening to my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ 1230 AM, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com, just to name a few of the places we are distributed. Now, I have been doing this mind-body medicine stuff for over 20 years, and I developed the Bond Method basically after I myself came down with a healthcare challenge. I ended up having irritable bowel syndrome and hypothyroidism, and the doctors really didn't know what to do with me. So I realized I needed to take my health into my own hands, and because I had a healthy lifestyle, because like I said, I was doing the mind-body stuff. I was a yogini and meditating, so I had all that pretty much under control. And I thought I was eating healthy, but what I realized is that what I thought I was eating really wasn't as healthy as I thought it was. So I ended up learning all about nutrition. I ended up becoming a nutritional consultant and ended up healing myself of my healthcare challenges. So I developed the Bond Method to help people do just that, take charge of their own life and in their own health. And if they've got a healthcare challenge, then rectify it. But you need to take matters into your own hands. And so the Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to do this, to have optimal health and wholeness and experience the law of attraction like never before. Basically, because what it helps you do is raise your level of energy, your energy vibration. And by doing that, you can help you manifest wholeness and abundance, whatever that means to you in your life. And it helps your body get back. If you're suffering from a healthcare challenge, it helps your body get back to the blueprint that you were born with for health. Have we got a show for you today? Brian's with us today. Hello, Brian. He's the Superman of the radio waves. Hello,
well,
Brian.
Great. Hello, Michelle. It's great to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back. Took a little sabbatical there. Needed some time off. Having to deal with family and things like that. So did you have a good weekend?
Hey, always. It never changes.
That's good. Yeah, I had a pretty good weekend. I did something that I have not done in, oh, Lord, a long, long, long time. Let me just tell you. I made sausage and eggs for my husband on Sunday. Now, people are probably going, what in the world are you doing making sausage and eggs for your husband since you're a nutritional consultant? And it's probably not very healthy. And I'll tell you what the deal is. Now, the sausage that I made wasn't just normal sausage, okay? So what had happened, and I did this because my husband had been working very hard over the week, and he actually had a very tough goal that he managed to achieve at work. And so I did it as a way of, you know, celebration. But where I got the sausage from, okay, now, a few weeks ago, my parents were in town. You guys can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com, and there They were actually on one of the shows I did talking about love in your golden ages, because they both were widowed and then they discovered each other and got married at the age of 70. It's a very cute show. Y'all have to go to my website and look at the archives there. But anyway, while they were in town and visiting, we took them to Chuckanut. Yes, there is a place called Chuckanut here in the Pacific Northwest, and it is known for its oysters, and my dad and I happen to love oysters. So we got up there, and Michael, my husband, and I love to go on exploration trips, and we thought that we had never been to Chuckanut, but by the time we got up there and had my parents with us, and we went to an oyster company there, we realized that we had indeed been there once before, but we did not realize it. And we had gone up there on our way to Whidbey Island. So Chuckanut's not very big, and my elderly father is not getting around like he used to. And one of the things that you do for the activities up there is you go hiking. Well, that was not going to happen. So we went to the oyster farm, and then we went to lunch. So we're up there, and we're like, okay, what are we going to do with the rest of the day? So we decided to go over to Whidbey Island. So we went over to Whidbey Island with my parents and took them around there. And there is a rancher over there who raises pork and beef in a very humanely way, using all – they're grass-fed. They're all out there pasture-raised. And they use sustainable farming as well. So they humanely raise their livestock and kill it humanely. And in the olden days, well, this was like last year, you would go there. And if you wanted to buy their product, you either had to go to a farmer's market to get it that they were at, or you would go to their farm or their ranch, and they had this little store there. Well, the little store was very basic, let me just tell you, and it had an honor system, which I had never seen before in my life, but apparently this is old school. And so the store was just like a locker, basically, and maybe somebody'd be there, maybe somebody wasn't, but you would just go in and help yourself to whatever you wanted and then leave the money. Well, they still have that store, but they have since opened up another store in Whidbey Island that is very nice. And actually, we found out about it, so we decided to go check it out. And they sell all kinds, not just what they graze, but also what the local farmers raise, like they have the lavender farm, you know, all the craft products that they have there on the island. So we checked it out. Well, my husband was like, because my husband and I actually are going vegetarian. We're going more and more vegetarian. But we were there, and he knew that if he was to buy meat, this would be the only meat that he would really approve of. So he wanted to get some sausage because it had been forever since he'd had sausage. So we got the sausage and took it home, and that is the sausage that I cooked for him. Now, I cooked this old school. I mean to tell you, we had gotten some farmer's eggs from my farmer, who has the best eggs, I think, in all of Seattle. And so I cooked them up, and I did this old school. I took the sausage, I put the patties in the pan and fried them. And then after the sausages were through being fried, I fried the eggs. And you remember back when your parents did this, when you'd have bacon and eggs on the weekends, and they'd be frying the eggs and the bacon fat, and then they take the spoon and they spoon that fat up over the top of the egg to cook it so you get a sunny side up egg. And yeah, I did that, okay? So we went to eat this, and I'm looking at this egg all in this grease and everything, and I just couldn't handle it. I had to take a paper towel and blot the grease off. And even after I did that, I still went to eat this egg, and I swear to God, the sausage patty I made for myself was probably maybe the size of a quarter. I mean, I wasn't that big. So I managed to get this down, and I'm eating it, and I can just feel the fat all in my mouth, all on my lips, even after I blotted everything and thought I'd gotten all the grease off. And now, mind you, this was high quality, good, organic pork sausage, you know. It wasn't the cheap stuff. And I just couldn't do it. I just really could not do it. And then after I got through that breakfast, It was probably my imagination, but I just imagined every cell in my body filling up with grease and fat. Oh, Lordy, I realized then that I have totally changed the way I eat and what I like to eat and what I thought I would crave and what I'd like, the old school way of doing stuff. I just can't do it. I just can't do it anymore. And I'm telling you all this story because I get a lot of people who come to me and think that when they have to eat healthy, that it's going to be really, really hard for them to do. And that they're always going to have these food cravings for things that are not healthy and they'll never be able to get over it. But I tell you what ends up happening is as you gradually, you have to do this over time, as you start to eat more and more healthy things and become more and more of a vegetarian eating plant-based foods, your desire for unhealthy, high-fat foods goes away. And if you ever eat them again, then you're like, what in the world has happened to me? And you'll go right back to eating those foods that are healthy for you. So that's the lesson to learn there. We have got a show for you today. We are going to be talking about the hidden ingredient in our food that no one really wants to talk about. And that's parasites. And they are actually a lot more common than a lot of people think they are. So we're going to talk about the parasites, how we get them, and also how do we avoid them. So just to give you an idea of how prevalent they really are, medical studies say that approximately 85% of the U.S. adult population is infected with at least one form of parasites. And some people think that it's more. Okay. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And we have to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about these parasites and how to avoid them. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Today we are talking about the hidden ingredient in our foods that no one wants to talk about, parasites. So before the break, I happen to mention that medical studies say that approximately 85% of the U.S. adult population is infected with at least one form of parasites. And some authorities, however, though, think that it can be as high as 95%. So that's quite high. And I don't know if you all know this or not, but we can host as many as 100 different types of parasites. And they can be as small as being microscopic to as being as big as worms up to 7 feet long. That's pretty disgusting. The parasites are usually found in our colon, but you can also find them in the muscles, in the joints, skin, in the liver, lungs, brain, and blood. So now, where do you get these things? Well, where you most commonly get them from is undercooked foods, such as pork and beef. And you better believe I cooked the heck out of that sausage, make sure it was cooked through so we would not get any parasites. And beef is quite common because people like to eat medium rare beef or rare beef. Raw fish. Raw fish is a huge one. And sushi has taken off in the United States, and it's really big. In fact, I remember when I lived in D.C., I decided to go to the Keys, Florida Keys, for a vacation. And I was kind of, the sushi scene was starting to come on pretty big, you know, and so I was kind of experimenting a little bit with that. So I went to a sushi restaurant in the Florida Keys. And normally sushi is made from deep water, cold water fish. And they've been out in the cold oceans out there. But for some reason, this restaurant, decided to use grouper for sushi. And I don't know if you all are familiar with grouper, but grouper is a saltwater fish, but it doesn't live way out there in the deep, deep waters. It lives more closer to the land and everything. So I'm going to eat this sushi. And I looked down at my plate, and I looked at the piece of sushi, and it looked like there was a piece of rice on the top of the piece of sushi. So I'm not a real big fan of rice, and so I took my chopstick to knock the rice off. Thank God I did, because I thought that looked a little weird. Well, what happened was, is that thing that I went to knock off that I thought was a piece of rice was not rice. It was a worm, and it came up and bit my chopstick as I was taking it down to the piece of meat or fish. Well, you can just imagine my horror. Seriously. And thank God I had not eaten anything of that meal yet. So you got to be really careful with this sushi. And you got to make sure that if you're eating it, you're getting it from people who know what the heck they're doing, you know, that they're freezing this meat fast. They flash freeze it before you eat it so that you're not getting the bacteria and the parasites like that. I mean, can you imagine if I had eaten that? Oh, God, how disgusting. Anyway, That's one of the big places that you can get parasites from. Also, unwashed vegetables and fruits and contaminated water. Mosquitoes will carry them. Your pets, you can get parasites from your pets. And, of course, travel to third world countries and even second world countries. So you want to be careful about that. Now, I've got some stories to tell you about my trips to India, but I'm going to do that towards the end on how you protect yourself from parasites. Now, what are some of the signs that you have parasites? Well, some of the signs that you have parasites are, first of all, you're going to have stomach issues, because that's normally where they set up first, is in your stomach. You'll have diarrhea or constipation, bloating, gas. Your stomach can protrude, and no matter what you do to lose weight, you don't lose the weight, it doesn't go away. You can also have insomnia, and many people suffer from insomnia. But how do you know if it's regular insomnia from stress or if it's insomnia from a parasite? Well, if it's insomnia from a parasite, you will probably be waking up between the hours of 2 and 3 a.m. So if that's happening to you, you might want to get it checked out. Another symptom that you could have parasites is if you're grinding your teeth a lot. Chronic fatigue syndrome is caused by parasites. That's one of the causes. Anemia, PMS. And that is the reason why if you go to a lot of holistic doctors, and if you have PMS or you're going through the change, one of the first things they'll do is they'll check to see if you have parasites along to see if your hormones are out of whack, which your hormones will be out of whack because you're suffering from this. That's one of the symptoms. Bad breath is also another symptom of parasites. Food allergies. And a lot of people don't know this, but fibroids can also be caused by parasites. And the doctors don't really know to look for these things when they are checking you out for these different healthcare challenges. So you might just want to, if you're suffering from these symptoms, you might just want to have your doctor check to make sure you don't have parasites. Now, what parasites do is they feed on our vitamins and minerals. And so this is the thing, is if you've got parasites and you're taking vitamins and minerals, which a lot of people do, they take nutritional supplements, then guess what? You are going to have some really, really, really healthy parasites living in your system. So, again, you might want to get yourself checked out to see if you have them. And parasites weaken our immune system because they're taking all of our nutrients. So that makes sense, right? So they set us up to be more susceptible to getting healthcare challenges or illnesses. And they produce toxic waste that your body then absorbs. So they're just not a good thing to have around. And that will also help to weaken the immune system. Now, if you are questioning whether or not you have parasites, you can go to your doctor, but also my biochemical analysis would indicate whether or not you have parasites as well. So I can help you with that as well. Now, here are some of the most common types of parasites. One of the most common types of parasites is roundworms. I'm sure you all have heard about that. And they estimate that around 25% of the world population has roundworms. And they're most common in tropical and subtropical areas and in the rural areas of the southeastern United States. Hookworms are another type of common parasite. And they estimate that 800 million people can suffer from hookworms. That 17% of the population in China does have hookworms. So you can get these from your dogs and cats. And one of the ways to prevent that is by not letting your dogs and cats defecate anywhere they want to. And that's why it's very good to clean up after your pet, especially after your dog, after you take it for a walk. Now, this is the thing I don't understand. You get these parasites, these worms and all, and you can get roundworms actually from your pet as well. And in the southeastern United States, especially, is where a lot of these are. But they're also up here, too. We got hookworms up here in the Pacific Northwest. But I swear, I was visiting my brother who happened to live, and I'm not going to name the town, but he happened to live in the southeast section of the United States. And in this particular town he lived in, they let their dogs run free and just poop all over the place, and they didn't clean up afterwards. I just thought that just was so weird, you know, because I came from LA where they've got pooper scooper laws, and if you're, you know, if you don't do it, then you're going to, you can get fined and all that kind of thing. They're very strict about it. And I just really find that interesting that where these are very prominent, they don't have the laws enforced to clean up after the animals like that. And that's another thing, letting cats run wild or letting them just run out there in the yard. I don't know if people realize this or not, but domestic cats who live inside, who just aren't allowed to run outside all the time, just at free will, domesticated cats actually have longer lifespans than the ones who, you know, who run around wild. So if you've got a cat who's a pet, you might want to keep them indoors. Number one, so it's not spreading parasites, or he won't get parasites, you know, and then spread them. And number two, it'll increase his lifespan. So that's what you want to do. These round hookworms are actually found in moist, warm climates, like I said. Then another type of parasite that's very common is whipworms. And 200 million people get them yearly. And they're prominent in Western Europe and North America, such as the United States and Canada. So you want to watch out for those. You can get those from your pets as well. Then there's the pinworm. And this is probably one of the most popular ones. And it is estimated that 400 million people in the world have pinworms, 40 million people in the United States. And they are most frequently found in children, especially school-age children and preschool-age children. So this is quite common. And there's a test you can do to see if your child has pinworms. One of the symptoms is rectal itching. And they can be, the eggs can be spread through the air and through the bedding. So that's how other family members can pick them up. But there is a tape test that you can use. You take Scotch tape and put it on the patient in the morning before they get out of bed or anything around the rectum. And take it off, and then take that and look at it under a microscope, and you can see the worms and the eggs if they're infected. But that is the most common kind. Okay, we have got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about these parasites and what we can do to protect ourselves from getting them. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awakening to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Okay, we are talking about parasites. All right, before the break, we were talking about different types of parasites, and one of the ones that is really, really common, everybody's heard about, are tapeworms. And you get these when you eat raw or barely cooked beef, which is the most popular way of getting them, pork. Or fish, believe it or not, fish, yes, especially pike fish. And so you don't really want to be eating this stuff. But I found out something that was really amazing, and that actually leads me to what the, you're not going to believe this, what the bleep is that, you're just
and
not
now
believe.
The Michelle Bonds What the segment.
Okay. When I heard about this, it just blew my mind. On September 5th, 1991, doctors extracted 37 feet of a continuous tapeworm from a patient in a place called, you would think this would be like maybe in a third world country. It wasn't. It was in a place called Great Grits, Mississippi. No lie. I'm telling you. 37 feet of a continuous tapeworm. Oh, my God. Yeah, in a place called Great Grits. What a name. Now, I know grits, you know, very popular in the South. But I had no idea there was a city or a town called Great Grits. That's great. But anyway, yeah, so it's they're pretty prevalent, and you want to protect yourself from those. They're also in fish that you get from Canada in the North Lake areas of the U.S. and Asia. And another thing, too, is that you not only can get tapeworms from the fish and the pork and the beef, but you can also get flukes. And flukes are another type of parasite. They're very prominent in beef, pork, and fish. So that's another reason why you want, if you're going to be eating sushi, you need to watch it. And the other thing is, too, now, I'm a foodie and I like to cook. So I found this recipe for salmon tartare, which is, you know, pretty popular, especially if you're eating sushi and on like that. But the recipe called for smoked salmon as well as raw salmon, and you mix it together. So I went to the grocery store up here to question them, to inquire about the salmon, because I was thinking I was going to make this as an appetizer for a party. And what I discovered, though, when I, thank God, I talked to the fishmonger there, and he told me, you know, I asked him I was going to make salmon tartare, could I use the salmon that he was selling, you know, some beautiful king salmon, Alaskan, wild Alaskan king salmon, and he told me absolutely not, that the only salmon I could use for that would be salmon that he had flash frozen, and he wasn't going to have any of that available in, you know, for a couple of months. But do not use the raw salmon. He says, even though this is gorgeous salmon and it's from Alaska and it's the king salmon, it's wild, Do not use that raw. It has not been frozen, and it's got the parasites and it's got the bacteria. So I'm just warning y'all, if you're thinking about doing that, make sure you use salmon that's been frozen before you eat it in the making of tartare. And this was not in the recipe, so I want to make sure you're very careful about that. This also brings me to another issue that, and something I talked about on the last show with one of my guests who actually has his own pet food company. And it's about feeding your pets raw food. Okay, if humans shouldn't be eating raw meat, then why are you feeding your pets this raw meat? Okay, they get parasites just like we do, and they can be, parasites can be transmitted from your pets to the humans. Okay, so you're feeding them this meat, and I've done that. I've gone to the pet food store and gotten some pet food, raw pet food, frozen, thinking, you know, that it'd be all right. And it's got the safe handling labels on it, just like the human food when you buy frozen food that's human food. But if humans won't eat the raw food, then why, even though it's been frozen, then why in the world would you give it to your pets? It just blows my mind. So I know that's a very controversial issue, but doing this show on parasites, seriously, you got to think twice about doing that. And my dog looked at me like I was nuts when I tried to feed it to her. But anyway, then it made her sick, of course. Okay, so what are some of the things that we can do? Oh, no. Okay, now we talked about worms. Now I forgot. We got to talk a little bit about protozoa, okay? Because the protozoa are microscopic organisms, and there's a couple of them that are extremely popular, and they reside in the contaminated water, and you also can pick them up on contaminated fruits and vegetables that have been raised with contaminated water. So they actually get into the fruits and vegetables, so even if you wash them, it's not good. And that would be Giardia and Coccidia. And I would see a lot of this when I owned an animal hospital, because the pets would be out there drinking the water. You know, they drink the water that the rainwater that washes off from the soil, and also if you're irrigating, they get the puddles of water and they drink it, and it's not good. They pick up these things, and Giardia can be kind of hard to get rid of. Certain strains of Giardia can be, and people can get Giardia too, especially when traveling to third world countries and you're eating the fruits and the vegetables raw. I mean, some of these countries, when you go there, they'll have a salad bar, and it'll look just absolutely delicious. It looks very fresh and everything. But you eat it, and next thing you know, you're sick, and that's why. Because it's also in the water that they wash. This is the vegetables with. And it's also why they tell you not to drink the water when you go to these places, okay? So what do you do? Now, how do you do to prevent getting these things? First of all, there are some foods that you can eat that actually kill parasites. And one of them, and especially right now, this time of year, that's very good to eat is pumpkin seeds, because this is the season for pumpkins, right? We're in the fall. So what you do is you can buy pumpkin seeds usually in bulk or at your grocery store. But if you want to do your own pumpkin seeds, like when you're making your jack-o'-lantern or you're making your pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving or Christmas, scrape the seeds out of the pumpkin and wash them off and pat them dry, and then let them sit overnight so that they dry. Just spread them out on a paper towel or something and let them dry overnight. Then the next day, you throw them into the oven on a cookie sheet mixed with some olive oil, a little bit of olive oil, maybe some salt and whatever seasonings you want, and roast them at 350 degrees for about 15 to 20 minutes, just until they're golden and crunchy. And if you eat these, you can eat them just as a snack, just as is, or put them in a salad or as a topping for a casserole or something like that. Pumpkin seeds actually do kill parasites. So do cloves, the spice cloves, and garlic does as well. So those are some foods that you can eat that will help you from getting the parasites. Then the other thing you need to do is, of course, you need to wash all your fruits and vegetables and make sure that you cook all your meats through. Now, this is an interesting thing. Pork flukes are becoming more and more prominent. And the reason why is because people are microwaving their bacon. And you can actually get pork flukes from microwave bacon. So the microwave doesn't really cook the food the way it needs to be cooked in order to kill the parasites. So I did a whole show on microwaving, should you or should you not. So you might want to go to my website, themichellebondshow.com, and look at that archive show there to learn about microwaving. But microwave is not really a good thing to use, especially when cooking pork. And the other thing you can do is you want to make sure that you're eating a healthy diet that is alkaline and not acidic, because actually an acidic body attracts and harbors parasites. And it's really hard to get rid of the parasites if you have an acidic body. Also, acidic bodies are more prone to disease. And this could be one of the reasons why. It's not healthy. So you need to have an alkaline body. And you do that by having an alkaline diet and getting rid of your stress, because stress also makes your body more acidic, getting rid of your emotional baggage, all that kind of a thing. And that is something, if you're not sure how to do it, I can help you with. The Bond method definitely can help you with that. It raises your energy level, makes your body alkaline instead of acid, the whole deal. So you're not susceptible to parasites. You're not susceptible to a lot of diseases. Another thing you can do, and especially as you get older and if you're traveling to third world countries, is you can take betadine HCl, which is actually betadine hydrochloric acid. And what happens is as your body ages, you lose your ability to produce the hydrochloric acid in your stomach. And this hydrochloric acid kills parasites. So if you happen to be in a third world country and somehow mistakenly ingest a parasite, the hydrochloric acid, if you take it before each meal, will help to prevent it from thriving in your stomach. The other thing is probiotics, because probiotics makes your digestive system very healthy, and the parasites can't thrive in a stomach or an intestinal system that has a healthy flora with the probiotics. So that's another thing you can do. Also, if you suspect that you ate something that was not good, might have something questionable in it, you can take some charcoal. Now, you go to the health food store and buy a bottle of this charcoal. It comes in tablets. And just take whatever the bottle says. And that will help clean out whatever's in there. Well, we've got to take another quick break. But when we come back, we're going to wrap this show up on parasites. And you'll learn more about how to prevent them. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. Building a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And it's an imitation you can't take.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, RHINOROZ.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Did you know there are over 7 billion people in this world, each with his or her own makeup, personalities, or preferences? Then how in the world can anyone think that one single healing method can work for everyone? It's just not possible. Even if you try to break it down and categorize people into different blood types, different body types, different astrological signs, it still doesn't work. Everyone is different. No two people are alike. If you want real results from your wellness program, then it needs to be customized to work just for you. That is where the Bond Method can help you. It is a customized program developed for you to help you prevent or recover from a healthcare challenge. and live your life with love, joy, peace, and happiness. Who doesn't want that? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and lightworkers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We are talking about parasites today. And before the break, we were talking about how to prevent them, and so that's what we're going to continue to talk about. Now, I kind of know a little bit about what I'm talking about because I've traveled to third world countries. And remember I told you that one of the places you can get them is in third world, even second world countries. Well, I traveled to India 5 times. And one time, in fact, I took a group of people over there for a little tour. It was a lot of fun. But anyway, every single time I would go to India, I would get sick. I would get Delhi belly. Okay, that's what they called it. And even though I knew not to drink the water, I did not drink the water, don't eat any raw fruits or vegetables, I made sure everything was cooked. And when I get bottled water, I'd make sure the seal was not broken. I did not drink ice, you know, the whole nine yards, everything they tell you to do. But for some reason, every single time I went to India, except for the very last time, I would get sick and I would get Delhi belly. And the first time I got it was horrible. I was going with Deepak Chopra for a seminar that was going to be a week long, and we were in New Delhi. And then afterwards, we were going on a private tour with him for about 10 days traveling northern India, the state of Rajasthan. Well, myself, there must have been like 400 people there at the first seminar that was there for a week. Myself and about half of the other participants got sick. We all had Delhi belly. But before I went, I did my research. I went to the Center of Disease Control and, you know, researched India and what the precautions were and the antibiotics that you needed to take and all that kind of a thing if you did get sick. And so I'd gone to my doctor and I made sure that I had the proper antibiotics for Delhi belly so that in case I got it, I could take them and I would be okay. Well, I got Delhi belly almost the second to third day in. started taking the antibiotics I'd gotten from my doctor and all, and nothing happened. I just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And my ex at the time was a veterinarian, and it turned out he was getting rather worried about me and taking my pulse in my sleep. I had no idea he was doing this. The right way I found out is that finally, the day before we were supposed to leave to go on the private tour, I thought there was no way I was going to be able to make it. I didn't even know if I was going to be able to make the flight home, because the flight home is 20 hours, and that's just being on the plane for 20 hours. That's not including your layovers and switching to the planes and on like that. So I called the hotel doctor, who came in and said, yes, you have deli belly, and what are you taking for it? And I showed him. He goes, oh, you're taking the wrong antibiotics. He goes, here, and he switched my antibiotics. He gave me the right ones. He goes, you're dehydrated, but you'll feel better tomorrow, and you will be able to go on the private tour. So sure enough, the next day I felt better, and I was dehydrated, so I drank a lot of electrolyte stuff to get my hydration back, and I was able to go on the tour, and I had a blast. It was absolutely fun. So the point is that you don't want to be afraid to travel to these places because you're afraid to get sick. There are things that you can do to prevent it. And what I did not realize at the time was that when you travel to these places, you kind of need to eat the food that the locals eat, okay? Because their diet is set up so that it will combat the parasites that are indigenous to that area. And the reason why I didn't get sick the very last time that I went was because I started eating the Indian food. Mind you, all cooked and everything. But what it is that the Indian food is extremely spicy. And so I had an aversion to that because I was used to a pretty bland diet. But the more times I visited India, the more I became accustomed to the hot, fiery, hot foods. And a lot of Westerners do have an issue with that. But the thing of it is the spicy hot foods increases the hydrochloric acid in your stomach, which in turn kills the parasites. So whenever you're traveling to, say, India or China or Mexico, eat the spicy foods. And, you know, in Japan, sushi is very, very popular, and it's getting more and more popular in the United States. There's a reason why wasabi is accompanies a sushi meal, and the pickled ginger. It's because it's hot, it's spicy, and it increases the hydrochloric acid, which if you happen to ingest a parasite, can kill it. So that's one of the things. So I wanted to make sure you all knew that before you, if you decide to take a trip, don't be afraid, go, have fun, don't drink the water. Make sure there's no singing in the shower either. That was another thing. I totally forgot about that. When you go to wash your face, make sure you do it with filtered water, because you can get it in your mouth and then you'll get something. But anyway, that's just a side note. Another thing that can help prevent parasites is apple cider vinegar. So especially if you are afraid that you have gotten some food poisoning, it'll kill the bacteria. So you drink this apple cider vinegar with some water as soon as you start to get the symptoms food poisoning, and it will help kill that and make it go away. Another way you can prevent parasites is to detox, because we all come into contact with them. You know, like I said at the top of the show, 85% to 95% of the population has a parasite. So they're out there. So you do a detox. But the thing of it is there's different detox programs set up for different parasites. So it depends on what kind you have as to what kind of detox program you're going to want to do. And I can help you with that. So you'll probably want to contact me or your doctor. But anyway, you can contact me. I can help you with that. You also need to raise the energy vibration of your body, because when your body's energy vibration is raised and you're healthy, then you're not as susceptible to these parasites. And so that leads me to the philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bonds philosophy tip of the day.
The philosophy tip of the day is, what is the energy vibration for parasites? The energy vibration for parasites is victimization. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Because the parasites feed off of your body. And what do victims think? That everybody takes advantage of them. That they have no power. So there you go. So raise your energy vibration. And you do that by getting rid of your emotional garbage, by having a healthy body so you're not susceptible to these things, and doing some of the other tips that I told you about. So if you have any questions about this or about my show or want to know how I can help you, you can go to themichellebondshow.com or you can call me at 425-412-0202. We have to sign off. I want to thank you all for listening. Now I want you all to have a prosperous week. And God bless you. See you next time. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me who had been suffering from debilitating migraines since he was a small child. He would get them at least once a week and sometimes be out of commission for 4 to 5 days. He tried everything the doctors recommended, but nothing worked. He could only get relief from taking high doses of Advil, and that was beginning to run a toll on his kidneys, liver, and stomach. He finally came to me, and through diet, nutritional supplements, herbs, and emotional release programs, we were able to get them under control. He now only gets them maybe once or twice a year, and when he does, they are manageable. He is thrilled to get his life back and live it more normally. When you are ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality After car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.